from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to the celebration of this daily televised Mass on the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. I'm Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from a family who are parishioners of St. Clement's Parish in Etobicoke, Ontario. This Mass is being offered for their daughter's birthday in thanksgiving for blessings received and for world peace. We know that this televised Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of Canadians across our land and around the world. And they join me in thanking our donor for the gift of this Mass. As we prepare to celebrate this Eucharist, we ask this great evangelist to plead before the throne of God for us. You were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us praise God as we say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you,
we bless you,
we adore you, we glorify you.
Give you thanks for your great glory.
Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who raised up St. Mark, your evangelist, and endowed him with the grace to preach the gospel, grant that we may so profit from his teaching as to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Beloved, all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, I have written this short letter to encourage you and to testify that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. Your sister church in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings. And so does my son, Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. the word of the Lord.
Steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. We preach a Christ to us crucified. He is the power and the wisdom of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After rising from the dead, Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And the 11 went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist, the writer of the second gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He is also the first gospel to be put into written text, and it's the shortest gospel of the Lord. The reading from 1 Peter today, our first reading, was taken because in that reading, Peter mentions Mark. Mark, in fact, was the manuscripter or the secretary of Peter. But he also accompanied Paul and Barnabas when they went up to Macedonia and to Greece to preach the gospel, first in Philippi and then in Thessalonica. At that time, Luke, the writer of the third gospel, also accompanied them. But they left at different times for various reasons we don't know, not mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles. But Peter was familiar with Mark's family, and he is told in Acts 12:12 that he stayed at Mark's house, and Mark's mother was a good hostess to all of them. Now, Peter was writing to the Christians in Asia Minor. They were not persecuted like as they were persecuted by the Roman emperors, especially Diocletian. But on the other hand, they were new in the community, and the community looked upon them with suspicion. They said, "Who are these? They believe in the strange cult of a person who died and has risen again." They could not handle the situation. And anything that is new is very often looked upon with suspicion. But Peter was writing to these new and fledgling church communities because he realized that there would be teething problems. And it would lie in two different areas. One, in the way the church was organized. And secondly, in the doctrines that they proclaimed and how to interpret them. And Peter gives them one simple use of how to deal with these issues when they came up and quarrels started. He says, act with humility. When you don't put yourself at the center of everything, you really do not care whether your ideas are accepted or your way of acting is accepted, because you're humble enough to say, well, there are other ways of doing things. And you also give, you also give the best possible interpretation to what other people believe and other people work with and how they work with. And then Peter gives us that beautiful phrase, beware, be on alert, because the devil is roaming out like a lion seeking whom they've devoured. It's a phrase that we use in the prayer for St. Michael, and those who belong to the diocese or the Archdiocese of Toronto will know it because it has been introduced. We used to have it before the renovation of the liturgy. We used to have that prayer at the foot of the altar at the end of Mass. It was dropped, but had been reintroduced again, especially in the Diocese of Toronto, and St. Michael is one of the patrons of this diocese. We look out for, beware of Satan who roams around seeking the ruin of souls. When we come to Mark's gospel, we find that it ends abruptly in chapter 16, verse 8. And that was the earliest manuscripts. The women came to the tomb, did not find Jesus over there, and a group of angels told them that he had risen, and they went back, but they told nobody because who would listen to women? And that's things that happens even today, unfortunately. And as a result, the church has become poorer, the society has become poorer, the world has become poorer because we haven't listened to the wisdom, the experience, the strength, and the insight that women give to our church today. But coming back to Mark's gospel, we find that it did not have a proper ending, and so later manuscripts added the story of the ascension that we have today. And as we have the story of the ascension, the mandate that Jesus gave the apostles, even when he was alive, is given once again. Go out and proclaim the good news to all the world. And he gives the same ways of acting, the modus operandi. Take no purse, take no extra bag, no extra tunic, a staff in your hand, greet no one in the way. But now he adds a few more things. And he said, when you proclaim the good news, you will have the same signs that I had during my public life. Remember, this is when Jesus is going to be ascended into heaven after the resurrection. And he says three of the things that were not there when we had the apostles sent out during Jesus' public life. The first was they would pick up snakes in their hands and what not be harmed. They would drink poison, and they would cast out demons in the name of Jesus and cure everybody. These were the things that they would have now. Now, Mark was very careful to show that Jesus was not just a wonder worker or a clown in a circus doing these magician tricks all the time. They were used as tools, as instruments in proclaiming the gospel. And so also were the people now sent out, the disciples, the apostles now sent out to proclaim the good news. They were not supposed to be wonder workers, but they were supposed to use these miracles and these signs as witnesses and confirmation of the gospel that they were preaching. And we see that again and again, even till today. The Lord works wonders through the hands of those who proclaim the good news. So let us go out and proclaim that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Would you join me now as we pray together? For all those in our daily televised Mass prayer intention book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
During this Easter season, we offer our community prayer in thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us, so that we might live in peace and glorify the Lord by the way we live. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sponsor from St. Clement's Parish in Etobicoke, that the Lord may bless them and bless their daughter on her birthday, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, receive all these prayers that we make through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My sisters, my brothers, that this our sacrifice be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice
at your hands
for the praise and glory of his name,
for our good of all his holy church.
As we venerate the glory of Saint Mark, we offer you, Lord, the sacrifice of praise and humbly beseech you that your church may always persevere in preaching the gospel. We make this prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For you have built your church to stand firm on the apostolic foundation, to be a lasting sign of your holiness on earth, and offer all humanity your heavenly teaching. Therefore, now and for all ages unending, with the hosts of angels, we sing to you with all our hearts, crying out as we acclaim.
Holy, holy.
indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, all the clergy, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Mark, the evangelist, and all your saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of this your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with yours.
And wherever we are, let us share with one another a sign of this peace.
Lamb of God, you
take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us and all our dear ones unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that what we have received from your holy altar may sanctify us and make us strong in the faith of the gospel that Saint Mark preached and proclaimed, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ to proclaim the gospel to all the world.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.